Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too. Ruth Sherman is a world-renowned expert on speech and interpersonal communication. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, which is a consulting and training firm helping people just like you and me make sure that when we work with people that we get the most out of those relationships. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And I've memorized this book, by the way. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. So glad to be with you. And hello to all your listeners.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Ruth. Ruth, one of the things that I've always tried to do is to cherish, to build, to maintain and to cherish relationships. And I think the people that I know who are the most successful in life have built up as much relationship capital with other people as they could. And I know that's something that you focus a lot of your work on.
It's something that I do a lot of thinking about, Jim, and I have for a long time. And one of the things that I've been noticing lately is that there's been a real decline in the value that people place on relationships. We're talking about the interpersonal kinds of relationships, business relationships in particular, I think, which is what we should focus on here today. But, of course, you know, everybody has personal relationships, but it's the
right
business relationships, I think, that are particularly at, have been happening less and less, or
where
people
more
are
than
less
just,
and less attention.
Where more than just feelings are at stake.
Much more than just
that,
feelings.
And I mean, isn't that a way to differentiate between, you and I are business associates. We're business colleagues, Ruth. But we're also friends.
So
if I don't call you back at home or you don't call me back at home, that's a personal thing that happens. But if I don't show up for our radio interview or you don't, that's another level of relationship, isn't it?
That absolutely is. And you know what else, Jim, you and I were talking before we went on air? There's also, you know, the backstage stuff that happens.
Yep.
There are certain things that go on that you and I might comment on. You write a blog,
right.
I write a blog, and we may have a difference of opinion.
Right.
And it's important to keep those lines of communication open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a marvelous thing.
Well, and the two things happen. Number one, trust.
Yep.
Trust happens or is lost. Or the failure to develop trust is there. Plus,
mm-hmm.
and at some point in time, you get to the point where you know my heart and I know your heart.
That's correct.
And here's another thing. This is something that people don't often, you don't hear too many people talking about, Ruth. This thing we're talking about is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice. Think about how efficient it is. You and I have a relationship, and I can trust you.
That's correct. It's very efficient. There are many things that can be left unsaid, right? There are things
right.
that can be left unsaid.
Stipulated.
Time can be saved. Correct. Time can be saved. Confidence can be had. And, you know, one of the things, of course, that occurred to me, one of the reasons I've been thinking about this a lot lately, for two reasons. One is, as I look at the political scene, I see that
mm-hmm.
there is a lack of trust and a lack of relationships. That has hurt this president. It's hurt our president.
He doesn't seem to want to build relationships, does he?
No, he doesn't.
And the thing is, folks, this is not just me. If you think I'm a partisan, read Bob Woodward's book. He chronicles this, doesn't he, Ruth?
It's, you know, it's something that I noticed a long time ago when he was running for office the first time back in 2007, I think, I noticed it. I noticed that although he is a fantastic speaker, you and I both agree
yep,
on that,
yep.
fantastic orator, great at rallying huge arenas full of people.
Right.
And that was something that I thought, wow, haven't seen that in a long time.
Right.
But in terms of the little things that would be reported on the campaign trail, you know, when he was being approached by somebody who wanted a picture of him, together with him, or in a diner when somebody offered him some chocolate, you know, where he was, you know, he wasn't warm. He wasn't warm. He didn't think of those as important. He felt annoyed by them, and he let his pique show through.
And that's coming across in his relationship with Congress, isn't it?
It is. It has come across.
So what can we learn from
Congress.
That?
We can learn that relationships are super important. You know, the other person that's having a problem now, I understand, and this is not as clear to me as it is with the president, is Chuck Hagel.
Right.
Chuck
the
Hagel.
New, the new nominee for Department of Defense.
Correct. He apparently,
Secretary
you know,
Defense.
Ticked too many people off or didn't value relationships as much as he could have either, and it's coming back to bite him. So,
and yet, you know, and yet, let's juxtapose this in there.
Yeah.
And yet, Senate Minority Leader McConnell and Vice President Biden have 20-something years of relationships, and those two completely polar opposites politically may have saved us from going over the cliff.
They may have
because
saved
of their relationship.
That's correct. It's very fascinating to watch, and there are a lot of reasons for it, Jim. That you know that I've been thinking about. One of which is that we are so isolated now because we're online all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're online all the time. We're writing to each other
Speaking. I'm not so much worried about our generation, Ruth, because you and I will pick up the phone. But I'm really worried about people who didn't come into this world, who didn't grow up with the kind of with the old fashioned access to people that we do. I'm worried about the younger generations that way. Am I being an old fogey?
I don't think so, Jim. I don't think so. But I think
I say that with a great deal of love. I'm not being disparaging of them. I'm concerned about it.
No, of course, because there's so much we can learn from them as well. But what I do think is that in the last 10, 15, even 20 years now, where technology has become the way of communication, even old fogies like us can get rusty.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. I think it's part of it. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Ruth, let's have your website, please.
Sure. It's RuthSherman.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find her book there and all the things that she does. And I encourage you to take advantage of whatever she offers. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ruth, how do we bank some of this relationship capital? What does that look like? What are those practices that will help us do that so that as we go through life, as we go through business, things get a little easier, things get more efficient, we get make more things happen, and frankly, be a little happier. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.